Hey, Shona. Shona Cameron
Hey.
is here. I am interviewing her. We're going to be hanging out together at the IIT in Sweden in August. So I'm wanting to say hi and see who you are. I'm really curious to know more about you.
Wow, yes.
Yeah.
The first thing that comes to mind is I'm half English and I'm half Scottish.
Wow. Fascinating. And I think we met years ago at the New York Intensive. Is that
Yes.
true? I think
Yes,
that's
we
the
did.
only in-person time that we've been together.
Yeah, I think that was just after I was certified in about 2007, 2006, 2007.
Could be, yeah, I'm not great at keeping the years straight.
Yes, something like that. Yeah.
So I'm really curious about you and kind of your path. Like, I know
Yeah.
you're a child psychologist. Is that accurate?
Well, my title is educational psychologist.
Okay.
That means that I am qualified to work with children in schools and preschool as well, and then post school, working around what strengths and weaknesses they have and how to interpret that for their parents, for the schools, and for themselves as well, of course. So I've worked with consultancy and sometimes assessment of children. And I've written policy and I've done a lot of work for local authority as a psychologist. And I've got more and more interested in kind of big change around policy change and that kind of area recently. But yeah, I've had a varied career with that in Scotland and England and working for charity as well. And of course, as soon as I met MVC, it just completely slotted in and in fact changed my working life.
Wow, but so why kids? Was there always an affinity to kids?
Yes, so I always had babysitting jobs, so I was always doing that. I was always the person hanging out with the children at family events or doing that kind of having fun, really. I just it, that's always been so really important to me, and I think when I had the choice to make. When I went to study psychology, because then I discovered psychology and went, oh, of course, this is what I want to do. I had a choice of working clinically in hospitals or with children and thinking about child development. And it just felt really natural to do work with children. And I've met some amazing children and families over the years. Just like, yeah, I have absolutely loved this job.
Wow. And so tell me the piece about bringing NVC in with that. How has
Yeah.
that been different for you, or what's changed regarding your
Yeah. So I was actually kind of stuck in myself and quite low, I would say, quite depressed, involved in working in schools. And I could see that it was hard work for everybody. Teachers unhappy, young people unhappy, and then walking in as a psychologist and trying to keep everyone going. And I just thought, oh, there's something not working here. So when I found MVC, it made me sit back and think about the whole school environment, what motivates us all to get up and go to work. So I was really fascinated about how many teachers I met who did not like going to work. And I couldn't square it. I was like, how can this actually work to build a flourishing environment where people are learning if the adult in the room is unhappy? So there was something about motivation, what's keeping us going. And how to support teachers to find that inner spark, because they all start with, oh, yeah, I want to be a teacher mostly, and they want to bring their skills and experience into schools. And I was really interested in that. And I think meeting Marshall and exploring this something about how if we're doing something to meet our needs, it something flows from there. That's what I wanted to kind of inject, and and then of course I started to notice that when I applied MVC, when I actually used it, even if no one else knew that's what I was doing, amazing things would happen in meetings.
Fun.
Yeah.
It almost sounds like you wanted them to connect back with their joy. Like, how can you
Yes.
get back?
Yes. And how amazing for teachers. And I'm often asked to work with children in NVC, and I very rarely do that now because my passion has been, no, I want to spark that joy inside teachers and educators again. And I was lucky enough to work with the director of education, and he was full of joy still. Like he just was close to retirement, but he had this sort of spark of bringing in working with all of us in this organization with such a joy for what was happening, and I like saw school life as miraculous, and that I think I caught some of that from him as well.
Oh, how fun. Well, it just seems like what you're saying is once the teachers get really connected to that joy again, that spark again, then changes the whole dynamic of the classroom of wherever you're at. So it becomes more fun and probably more learning happens.
Yes,
Sweet.
yeah, for sure. I can't see. I cannot. It can't square in my head how learning gets so stuck, and then seeing the joy in children kind of disappearing over the years. You know how they start with just such joyful abandon. Here's a piece of paper. Here's some paint. Off you go. And then they start to evaluate themselves. Oh, that's not very good. And I got really fascinated. Like, when was this moment that this happened? So as soon as the teacher started evaluating their drawings, I thought, "Ah, we're losing so much here."
So it makes total sense to me how you would connect with NVC, because
Yes.
yeah, really connecting with needs rather than you did a great job, you did an awful job, all the evaluative language. Yeah, wow. And so you went from there to doing training in NVC and then to becoming an assessor. So what was the spark with becoming an assessor? Why that?
I was always often doing both. So I've had various amounts of psychology working in schools and being a trainer. So I've always done both those things. And then I was looking to for another challenge. And I think that Gina Laurie spotted that in me and said, "You need another challenge." And so I went to the assessment that was actually happening in England at the time. And they're always open to certified trainers, so we are very welcoming and have been since we started working as a team. And I took that as a kind of learning opportunity, and then I realised that I had a bit of skill in giving feedback, and people liked it. And I found some kind of flow in there. Like I can see things, and then I can give that feedback in a way that people really like, and it feels it's not easy sometimes, but it feels like I've got so much to offer in that space. And then I've continued because the privilege of seeing people on this path as they grow and develop. So that's just sparks a lot in me, and working in the team as well, in our assessor team.
Yeah, you've created quite a team. Do you want to say more about who they are and
Sure.
yeah.
Yeah. So it started with Gina Laurie and Tove Vidstrand coming together as assessors. And it's grown from when I started, there was Deborah as well from Austria, though she's retired now. And we had one spreadsheet. And now we have an organization that runs assessments and events around Europe. So we have really grown and worked hard. So we stretched from Romania with Ian Peaty, then into Poland with Ola and Anya Mills. Don't ask me to pronounce Ola's second name in Poland. And then myself and Gina in England. And Tova's now retired, and we have assessors in training. So we have developed a way of ensuring that this little team can continue by taking on assessors in training as well. So we also work to build capacity as we're growing. That's
Wow.
important.
Wow, that's quite an organization you put together, really.
We've all learned a lot and continue to learn. And I it's an important part of my life.
Wow. Well, and I don't know about you, but I know from my experience with becoming an assessor, there's been incredible amounts of learning. I mean, just the giving feedback and really supporting people on this path, which was, it's not an easy or short path. It's really a deep dive into yourself and community.
Yes. And I like the challenge to myself. What do I have left to learn? Of course, lots. And I'm like, okay, opening myself up to be moved and to grow with other people as well, and stretch into giving feedback that is nourishing for people, and keep pushing into doing this in a way that's mutual. Open to feedback myself. Where will I need to be supported to see my blind spots as well?
Yeah, and that whole power with dynamic, you know, we talk about it and then living that, how do we live that even with the role of assessor and candidate?
Yes. Yeah.
And this is, you know, this particular IIT is going to be pretty heavy with the assessors, and so I'm guessing we're going to be attracting more and more candidates since that's a request to have that 9-day training. And that was one of Marshall's gifts of really offering, saying, hey, if you really want to live this process, come together in 9 days of training and see what happens.
Yes, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, and I think we'll be able to co-create a rich environment for all of us.
Absolutely. Anything else you want to share? Anything that's
I don't think so. I'm also excited about being in Sweden in August. I think that will be nourishing for us as well, and hopefully that will also attract teachers to come, because that's a holiday time for teachers.
Absolutely.
So I'd love to be exploring more with the, around education and NVC.
Beautiful. And it's the midnight sun, so we're going to have lots of daylight, lots
Yes.
of hours to play and to be together in daylight.
Yes.
Well, thanks, Shona. Fun to learn more about you and what sparks you and the excitement. So, yeah, super fun.
Yeah, thanks for being here. It's been great to think and reflect on it. You forget, I think. Oh, well, I forget how far I've come. Yeah,
Yeah,
fun.
and we've seen each other one other time, I think, at the 2016 at the assessor. We had
Yes.
a meetup in Spain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when you became, I think, an assessor, a
That's when I became
full-fledged.
an assessor. Yeah, 2000, November 2016.
Yeah, fun to watch the process. All righty. Well, I'll see you in person
Yes.
in August. Exciting.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Sylvia.
Thank you.